Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It's 24 minutes past 8 o'clock. Paddy Atwell is the spokesperson for the Western Cape Department of Education. Paddy, were you a soccer fan? Still are? Good morning.
I certainly remember the rivalry between Cape Town City and Hellenic. It was in good days. It was a Hartley Vale in those days. So, yeah, they were good teams. So that goes back a long time.
It does indeed. We were talking about it ahead of the Cape Town Derby between Cape Town City and Ajax Cape Town this time around later on today. And they're expecting to fill out the bottom tier of the stadium, which is about 20,000. And it's interesting. Well, my question is, what do we need to do to bring back the numbers of people to the stadium to go watch soccer, particularly when the two teams are riding? And it seems that an experience beyond the game of soccer is what is needed.
Yeah, I guess so. It certainly will help people, bring people together. And it's great that we've got a team called Cape Town City. And we certainly wish, if I can speak as a Cape Townian, I'll certainly be rooting for them.
Exactly. Paddy, 3 days down into the 2018 school year, how have things gone?
Yeah, it's certainly been a very busy week with learners returning to school on Wednesday, teachers returned on Monday. And the indications are that schools were ready to start teaching on Wednesday. This is because our schools and officials, they completed most of their preparations during the third term last year. And these included, for example, finalizing staff numbers or staff establishments and ordering textbooks and furniture, finalizing timetables and so on. We have to do that in the third term. The last term is taken up with finalizing, getting ready for exams. So things were in place. Obviously, enrollment continues to be a major challenge. And on Wednesday, we still needed to place about 11,200 learners. And that was about just over 3,200 in grade one and about 4,400 in grade eight. So they've been very busy with that. I can explain some of the ways that we've been dealing with that.
Please go ahead.
This includes, for example, identifying every available place. We use an online system to help us to do that. We sort out double parking where you have the same learner registered in more than one school. We have a situation, for example, where learners appear on the same waiting list at different schools. We need to sort that out. And then obviously we match learners to available places. And then we've got a big program running, installing mobile classrooms where they're needed. So the reality is that schools are full. And we are certainly encouraging parents to accept the places that are offered to them. Unfortunately, we can't guarantee places at schools of choice. Many parents have been holding out for these places, but many of these schools have got waiting lists of several hundred, so it's very important that parents accept the places that are offered to them.
What is the time frame, I suppose, that the department is giving itself to make sure that each of those learners, where possible, is placed in a school?
Yeah, look, we'll obviously make alternative arrangements at schools until accommodation's in place. We are installing more than 230 mobile classrooms in high growth areas. We've installed most of them already. Some of them we could only order after the adjustment budget late last year, and it takes at least 6 weeks to install mobile classrooms. But we expect to have them all in place by the end of February, the remaining ones. And that will certainly then account or take up or provide space for many of the learners that don't have space at the moment. And meanwhile, we'll make alternative arrangements at schools using halls, for example, and to accommodate extra learners. So we expect to wrap it up by the end of February. Of course, there are always learners relocating at any time of the year. And we do expect more learners to start arriving probably in February. So, but we have no idea of what those numbers might be at this stage.
I imagine those would be learners, for example, who went to the Eastern Cape for the holidays and do not have enough money to obviously have them transported back to Cape Town in time for the start of the school year, meaning that they're waiting for the end of the month salary or grant, whatever the case may be, before they come back. 230 temporary classrooms, that's quite a high figure.
It is. We are dealing with massive growth, as people are now aware. We have mentioned the figure, for example, that more than 130,000 learners have relocated to the Western Cape from other provinces and countries over the past 5 years. And this comes at a massive cost. For example, over 5 years, the province has invested something like 1.1 billion rand to cater for these additional learners. And this figure doesn't include buildings, for example, or infrastructure. It's everything excluding infrastructure. And so this growth really affects the whole system because we have to stretch existing resources thinly over the whole system. So we are certainly under enormous pressure.
Which probably means that the Department of Public Works in the province and you are always on a telephone line to each other, because you do have to ultimately accommodate this increase in demand for schooling in the Western Cape in permanent structures.
Absolutely. That's an ongoing demand. We have to be flexible in the short term. That's why we use mobile classrooms. We're calling them PVC classrooms at the moment, because people tend to confuse mobile classroom with containers. You sometimes hear people referring to containers. They're definitely not containers as we would understand them. So, yeah, that provides us with the flexibility to respond. But, yeah, longer-term plans and ongoing plans, definitely including building more schools and expanding existing schools. Schools take about 3 years to build. And this is a massive undertaking. Our infrastructure budget for this year alone, for example, the current financial year, is 1.6 billion rand. That's a serious amount of money. So this building program is going on all the time. So we're constantly building new schools, but at the same time we use the mobile classrooms to allow for flexibility to meet demand as it comes up as well.
Do you have enough teachers? Do you have enough textbooks and all other, you know, aids that are necessary for the curriculum to be delivered?
Yes, there's certainly no shortage of teachers in the Western Cape. There's massive demand for teaching posts in the province. For example, when we advertise in vacancy lists about four times a year, normally 400 or 500 posts, and we typically get about 14,000 applications when we do that. The main issue is budget. The budget is not keeping up with demand in real terms. That's being dealt with at a political level. They call it the equitable share, the split of the budget between provinces. But certainly the budget, the equitable share, is not kept up with the shifts in population, not only to the Western Cape, but also to Gauteng, which has a similar problem to ours.
Well, we wish you and your team all the best as you try and make sure that every single one of those 11,000 plus learners that still need placement are placed in, even if it's a temporary structure in the meantime, as we try and find a more permanent solution. Paddy Atwell, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, the spokesperson for the Western Cape Education Department.